You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
What are the key elements to being a Christian?
Well, you may not be dead physically, but according to the Word of God, until Jesus Christ comes into your life, you are dead spiritually. That means you are dead toward God. That means that God can't communicate with you. You can't communicate with God.
Dr. David Jeremiah gives us insight into basics of the Christian faith. Next time on Turning Point.
Listen to Turning Point at 12:30 p.m. Monday through Friday on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Christian is a premier STEAM-based K-12 grade school. We are now enrolling. At St. Lucie Christian, your child may receive free transportation, free breakfast, and lunch. We are offering free aftercare until 5 p.m. at our new Fort Pierce Orange Blossom Mall location for the 2018-2019 school year. Students in St. Lucie Christian not only have a safe and secure educational facility, but our academic program is well-rounded literature-based STEAM education. St. Lucie Christian students participate in college prep classes, aviation, and robotics tracks, after-school athletics and arts, including full-contact high school football, basketball, cheerleading, and volleyball. St. Lucie Christian is proudly sponsored by NASA Robotics Alliance Program. At St. Lucie Christian, traditional education meets technology, and learning is an inspired adventure. Call 772-405-7077 today to see if you may qualify for financial aid. 772-405-7077.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
James says this in chapter 1, verse 22. He says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who observes his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he is. But he looks into the perfect law of freedom and continues in it and is not forgetful here, but a doer of the work. This one will be blessed in what he does." You know what that's like? Now I'm just going, I told Kim I was going to pick on her today. I'm going to pick on her. Kim takes an hour and a half to wake up. I'm not kidding. I can do it in 10 minutes. I'm good to go in 10 minutes. I go out the door. Kim, hair, down the stairs. "Hey, honey, don't talk to me. I'm starting to wake up. Is there any coffee?" "No." "Why isn't there any coffee?" On the couch, feet up, hair. 30 minutes later, "Kim, we got to go in 15 minutes. "I'm still waking up." Now, when Kim finally gets going and she gets up in the bathroom and looks in the mirror, and she looks in the mirror, there's a little bit of dribble that run out of her mouth right there, dried on her face. her hair is bent 10 different ways, and she's got her thing on, her whatever that thing, it's like a t-shirt that hangs down to her ankles. It's like she would look in the mirror and go, okay, get in the car and go to work. Without showering, without fixing her hair, without doing her makeup, without dressing, without putting shoes on. Now, how many of you know if she did that and she come down here to the school and walked in Simone's office and walked in the door and Simone looked at her, you know what Simone's going to say? What in the world happened to you? Wow! That'd be like Kim looking in the mirror and then turning around and then forget to get ready. That's what foolish people do. When the word is preached to them and they go home and forget the word that was preached to them and keep living their life the way they were living it before they got the word. Come on, amen. Everybody looking at Kim. Boy, that was a rough night, wasn't it, baby? Is Pastor Jason alive? Listen, when you and I hear the word of God and we refuse to do it, everybody in your life in the world looks at you and goes, wow. Rough night? What happened to you? When you tell everybody that you are born again Christian and you love Jesus, but you look like you just woke up, it confuses the other Christians in your life. It confuses the people in the world that you've been talking about Jesus because you don't look no different than them. Just let that sink in for a minute. Amen. When somebody comes in here and they hear a word about how they're supposed to treat their husband or their wife, and then they go home and say, you know what, I'm going to start living that. I'm going to apply that to my life. I'm going to put that in action. I'm going to love my wife the way Christ loved the church. Pastor had a good word today. It changed me. I'm not going to be the same. How many of that marriage is going to improve? Come on, huh? Because you begin to apply the word by faith, it means that you're starting to believe what God says about you and your marriage versus what you feel. I'm going to tell you, your feelings will mislead you. That's why you got to trust God. Amen? What about that verse that says, train up your children in the way they will go, and they will not depart from it when they get old? Come on, huh? I want to apply that to my life. I want to learn how to apply that to my kids. Come on, how many of you want to apply that to your kids? And listen, the culture says this. The culture says you raise kids. You don't raise kids. You raise chickens. Come on, you put a chicken coop out there, you throw some feed on the ground, you put some water out there, you raise chickens. You don't raise kids, you train them. And whatever you train them when they're little, that's what's going to manifest in their life when they're a teenager. You better listen to me, mama and daddy, because I'm trying to give you some revelation right now that'll change your life. Come on, amen. Praise the Lord. You train your children. Y'all acting like I ain't preaching a thing anymore. I'm telling you the truth. Praise the Lord. Amen. We train children. You train them now for everything they're going to do in their life when they grow up. If you train them to be negative when they're little, they're going to grow up and be negative. If you train them to be mean when they're little, they're going to grow up and be mean. If you're selfish around your kids are going to grow up and be selfish. I don't care how many times you tell them to share. Because they're going to learn from your behavior. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. If you tell your children to be, if you teach your children to be negative when they're little, they're going to grow up and they're not going to depart from it. If you teach your children to be greedy, they're going to grow up and they're not going to depart from it. Come on, I'm helping somebody, amen? If you train them not to go to church every single week, guess what? When they get old, they're not going to depart from that. They're not going to go to church. You better hear me today, amen? If you go home from church every Sunday and sit in your house and talk to your wife in front of your kids about, well, I don't know why the pastor did that, and I just don't understand why, and it's, you know, I don't know if I agree with that word, and you just negative and down on everything that happened at church, you do that in front of your kids, don't come complain to me when your kids are teenagers and refuse to go to youth group and they're out using drugs. Because you trained them. You ain't going to shout at me, but that's all right. Come on, amen. Praise the Lord, pastor. That's good stuff. Listen, you better hear me, because when they get 15 and 16 years old and they start cutting you off and don't want to do what you tell them to do anymore, and they done decided that you're old and you don't know what's going on and you're out of touch with the culture and you don't get the technology age and you don't understand millennials, and you're going to want your kids in youth group. But if you didn't train them up in church, they ain't going to want to go. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because when you hear the word, you got to apply it. Amen. When I hear the word about my finances and it's preached to me on how to be blessed, and I say, man, I sure want to be a generous person, well, then you better learn how to be a giver. Because you if you don't learn how to be a giver, you ain't never going to learn how to be a generous person. Because you can't be a generous person if you don't have any cash flow coming in your life. And you ain't going to have no cash flow coming in your life until you learn how to be a giver. You got to train yourself. That's why every person of faith ought to be a tither. If you're not tithing, that just means that you are way immature in your walk with Christ. I'm just telling you the truth. Because the tithe don't even belong to you. Read your Bible. It already belongs to God. If you don't tithe, you're stealing money from God. Yeah, you ain't going to hear that in your 30-minute help self-help video at church. But I'll tell you the truth. Because I want to see you be blessed. I want to see God do a generous thing in your life so you can become a generous person. All right, I'm going to give you number two and I'll be done. The second thing that builds our faith are the people that encourage us. Somebody say the people that encourage us. People that encourage us. How many of you know being in the right environment is everything? If you're around negative people all the time, you're going to get negative. If you're around positive people, you'll be positive. Amen. If you're going to live in a faith environment, then you got to be around faith people. If you want miracles to happen in your life, hang out with people that have had miracles happen in their life. Don't hang out with somebody that ain't never had a miracle. Come on. That's like needing marriage counseling and then going down to the bar and talking to Bubba, drinking a beer, and Bubba been married 9 times. Bubba, can you help me with my marriage? You don't need Bubba's help. Romans chapter 1 verse 11 says this, "For I long to see you that I may impart to you some spiritual gift." Actually, what he's saying is, I want to come to you and be an agent of God's grace in your life. I want to make a deposit in your life. Somebody say, God wants to make a deposit in my life. So that you may be what? Say it out loud. Everybody all together, say it out loud. So that you may be what?
Established.
That is that I may be encouraged together with you by the mutual faith of you and me. Huh? Watch this. There's something about being in the presence of other people that causes your faith to grow. It stirs you up. I mean, one miracle begets two more miracles. You get in a faith environment, things start happening. Come on, amen. Particularly when you're in a big, when you're in a church service and things are popping. Listen to me, 2 Corinthians 4:13, the scripture we started with, it says that we have the same spirit of faith. Listen, not the principles of faith, but the spirit of faith. You got to learn the principles, but you got to operate by the spirit of faith. It's an attitude. Faith got an attitude. Look at somebody and say, you got a really, really, really good faith attitude. A faith attitude. It's an environment. You teach principles, but you catch the spirit. I'm going to try that again. You teach faith principles, but you catch the spirit of faith. You got to latch onto it by faith. You got to pick it up in the environment that you're living in. Amen? So if you really want to have a spirit of faith, then you need to be around people of faith that know how to operate in faith, people that know how to encourage your faith, people that know how to build up your faith. Don't get around people that tell you how bad it is. Get around people that tell you you can do it. Huh? If you're struggling with something, don't get around somebody and go, yeah, and they go, you go, yeah, it's really bad, I think it's over, and they go, yeah, it's really over. That ain't going to help you. Huh? Y'all just having a pity party. You might as well take your shoes off and dip your feet in the mud. Come on, amen?
And now, we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m., Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God. Will not come.
Somebody said this one time, they said, "Wow, Pastor, it's so hard. How do I even know if I'm growing?" You want me to tell you? I'll tell you right now if you know if you're growing in the body of Christ. This is how you know. The last time you were uncomfortable in church was the last time you grew. The last time you were uncomfortable when the Word of God was given to you was the last time you grew. If it didn't stretch you, it didn't grow you. Because faith will stretch you. If you ain't being stretched, you ain't growing. You ain't going nowhere. You're just living in a little hub. Come on, amen? When God grows you, He stretches you. How many know when you get stretched, it's like, it hurts. Come on, especially when you're being stretched in some financial matters. You're being stretched with some matters with your family. You know, Junior ain't come home for 4 days. You ain't going to testify, but come on, huh? You got to be around people that challenge you sometimes too. People that will challenge you to live at a higher level. Most people have way too many people in their life that pet them. It's going to be okay. I know. Yeah, my heart's hurt. You poor little thing. Your heart is hurting. Yes, I know. It's just terrible. We got churches today that pet people to death. They just show up on Sunday, so somebody just pet them. It's going to be all right. Jesus loves you. Yes, He does. Come here, give me a hug. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. I know. I can tell. I can see it on your face. Come on, huh? Well, I understand your life is so hard. You got a right to get drunk here 3 times a week. Go ahead and get drunk 3 times a week. If I had your life, I'd get drunk 3 times a week too. No, it ain't all right. Touch somebody and say, it's not all right. It's not okay. No, you need somebody to stand up, look you in the face and say, no, it's not all right. God's got a plan for your life. You can't afford to spin your wheels. You can't afford to be self-induced and self-inflicted and selfish. You got to learn how to give your life away. You got to learn how to be a person of faith. Come on, somebody. Listen to me. If you wait till you need faith to get in faith, it's going to be too late. Because what you going to do when you go to the doctor and the doctor goes, oh boy, we found this. It's in your blood. They said you got a 30% chance of survival. If you ain't learned how to be a person of faith and you come home from that doctor's office, you're going to be walking in the house, where's my Bible? Where's my Bible? I need my Bible. I need to get the word. I need a scripture. Oh, let me call the pastor. Let me just, oh, I lost his phone number. I haven't called him in so long. I haven't even checked in with him. Somebody needs to pray with me. If you wait to get the report from the doctor before you get time to get in faith, it's too late. Come on. Somebody say it's too late. Y'all right, let's just praise the Lord. Listen, I'm telling you by the Holy Spirit today that everything that comes to your life comes by faith. Listen, that's why we do, you know, we could invest a ton of money in our kids' church and do videos over there at kids' church and throw a big party and fill them all up with sugar and send them home with you to drive you crazy every Sunday. We could do that. But you know what? I think teaching them the word is a whole lot more important. You say, well, that don't attract all the kids for kids' church. I don't care. Because I recognize that some of the kids over there on Sunday morning, that'll be the only word they'll get this week sometimes. Because I want them to have something in their life that when they get older, they'll be able to look back to and say, I remember. Jesus walked on the water. I don't have to be afraid. Jesus met the disciples in the middle of the storm. He'll meet me in my storm. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. That's why I'm thankful. Listen, I'm telling you right now, we have got one of the best youth pastors I've ever had the privilege of working with. Him and his wife. I'm just grateful that they don't run all over the state of Florida doing a bunch of social stuff and just messing around and hanging out at Disney World all the time and just spending a ton of money on the kids to make them feel loved. You know, that's the excuse for the youth pastor to blow thousands of dollars going all over the country, which is what a lot of them do. But we have a youth pastor here that on Friday night gives his Friday night up, him and his wife, and come down here with 60, 70, 80 kids and deposits the word of God in these teenagers on a Friday night when you know if there was a youth group, most of them would be out getting in trouble. He's putting the word in them, the word that in the midst of their life they can operate on by faith that'll carry them through the challenge that this culture is demanding on them right away. Listen, when 16-year-old kids right now, the second
highest killer of 16-year-old kids in the United States of America is suicide. We need to get the word in them. We need to, come on, help me, somebody. We need to get the, somebody say we need to get the word in them. I know, you know, we've probably heard 1,000 sermons on faith. But I'm telling you, it is the mechanism, the avenue of everything that heaven has for you to manifest in your life comes by faith. If you don't put yourself in the right faith environment, you're never going to be a person of faith. Doubt will cloud your mind, unbelief will rule your life, and you will stay in control of everything going on in your life. You'll be 20 years old today, and in 30 years, when you're 50 years old, you'll still be right where you were spiritually. Until you learn how to apply the Word of God and let the Spirit of God that's on the inside of you begin to stretch you. Somebody say, I got to learn to use what I got. Look at the person next to you and say, you got to learn to use what you got. Come on, let's stand up all over the room this morning. I got to learn to use what I've got. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I pray over your people today. I pray over this house. I pray over these people of faith. And I declare in Jesus' name that a deposit was made in their life today, a deposit of truth. God, that changes us. Lord, I thank you that everybody in this room today, we're able to activate what we've already got on the inside. Come on, raise your hands all over the room and say, Lord, I want to use what I've already got. I want to use what I've already got. Ain't going to do it my way. I'm going to do it your way. I'm going to use what I've already got. Father, I declare an environment of faith over your people today. I break the lie of the enemy. I break the lie of doubt and unbelief that cycles through our thought processes and tells us, God, and manipulates our life. Lord, I declare in Jesus' name today that we are the people of liberty and freedom, and we shall have what we say. Father, I declare that whosoever in this house today will declare in Jesus' name can have whatever it is that we need in our life. And I declare, God, that you quicken our hearts and it comes alive in us. In Jesus' name I declare. Amen and amen.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on the Revealing Truth.
Christian is a premier STEAM-based K-12 grade school. We are now enrolling. At St. Lucie Christian, your child may receive free transportation, free breakfast, and lunch. We are offering free aftercare until 5 p.m. at our new Fort Pierce Orange Blossom Mall location for the 2018-2019 school year. Students in St. Lucie Christian not only have a safe and secure educational facility, but our academic program is well-rounded literature-based STEAM education. St. Lucie Christian students participate in college prep classes, aviation, and robotics tracks, after-school athletics and arts, including full-contact high school football,
basketball, cheerleading, and volleyball. St. Lucie Christian is proudly sponsored by NASA Robotics Alliance Program. At St. Lucie Christian, traditional education meets technology and learning is an inspired adventure. Call 772-405-7077 today to see if you may qualify for financial aid. 772-405-7077.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv.
Like the rising sun that shines from the darkness.
Awaken.